Deputy Head of Communication at the Electoral Commission, Yusuf Alhassan Ayuba, has appealed to NHIS registrants who had their names deleted from the voters' register to go and re-register. He said failure to re-register means they will not have the opportunity to exercise their franchise in the November polls. Mr. Ayuba said the list of the affected voters have been pasted at the exhibition centres for easier identification. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We are pleading with them to make it a point to do so because we've given them up to the 28th. And so if they don't go there to get their names to re-register, then it means that they will not have the opportunity to vote come the general election.
And in some cases, some argue that they don't even know the district offices where they are sited.
I'm sure if you ask any of the exhibition officers, they should be able to show you where a district office is sited.
How about the argument or the suggestion that the EC should rather place the lists of those whose names have been deleted at the exhibition centres for the electors to verify and re-register there?
That is exactly what we are doing. I just received there this morning, so I'm sure tomorrow morning, if you go to any of the exhibition centers in Greater Accra, you'll see the list there. Northern, Upper East, Upper West, you see fairs during the weekend. I'm sure if you get to the fairs exhibition centers, you'll find the list of NHIS registrants. Because this time we've added their pictures, the list that we are sending to the various exhibition centers for easy identification. The issue is that if you are not aware that such an exercise is ongoing, then that is a genuine concern. That if you are aware and you decide not to go, we cannot force you to go to the center. So we are just appealing to them that once they are aware that their names have been deleted, they should make it a point. It's a civic responsibility for them to get their names in the register so that they can vote.